co-op manager Matt Stanley says compared to a couple of weeks ago, going shopping at his store is a very different experience.
You come up to the store and it's likely that you're going to queue outside, and we're asking people to stay 6 feet away from each other in the queue. And we've marked off on the ground where you stand. We've got some heaters out there that will be running on the cold, rainy days, and they'll be under an awning.
There's hourly sanitation of touch spots. Bulk foods and the salad and hot bars are closed. No cash is accepted, nor can you bring in reusable bags. There's also a new policy in produce.
If you touch it, you buy it. It's a different way to shop. You know, you got to just commit to what you touch so that we don't spread this around any more than we need to.
Since cashiers can't be 6 feet away from shoppers, the store has installed plexiglass shields. For vulnerable customers, starting today, you can phone or email in orders for curbside pickup, and for a flat fee of $5 in Astoria and Warrenton, you can get downtown taxi to pick up and deliver the orders. The co-op has also trimmed hours to allow more time to sanitize and to give stressed-out employees a bit of a break.
Most people have been super appreciative of all these measures, but we have had some grumbly people and or people who don't think this is real, and we're not going to tolerate that. We really need people to follow the rules.
Stanley is expecting the changes to last a few months. Oh, and toilet paper? Maybe later this week. I'm Jacob Lewin for Coast Community Radio.